Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. An important issue regarding Islamic economic directives is that can a Muslim state or can an Islamic state impose a tax on its Muslim citizens over and above zakat or beyond zakat? Now, if we take a look at the Quran in order to find an answer to this question, we find very clearly that the state which came into being in the times of the Prophet was directed very sternly and very, very precisely and very unequivocally. The words of the Quran are, فَإِن تَابُوا وَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةِ فَخَلُّوا سَبِيلَهُمْ. Then if they repent, are diligent in their prayer and pay zakat, leave them alone. Which in other words would mean that if they are paying zakat and if they are praying the prayer, then of course anything beyond them, anything beyond these two conditions cannot be demanded for them. Which in other words would mean that no tax other than zakat can be imposed on these people, as this verse very clearly says. And of course, we know that in the last sermon of the Prophet also, he very clearly stated, and his words are, Inna dima'akum wa amwalakum haramun alaykum ka hurmati yawmikum haza fi shahrikum haza fi baladikum haza. Indeed, your blood and your wealth are as sacred and inviolable as this day of yours, this month of yours, and this city of yours. Which would of course mean that an Islamic state or a Muslim state of Medina, which came into being at that time, did not have any right to impose any tax other than zakat on its Muslim citizens. Now we know that in later times also, when other Islamic states came into being, of course this directive would apply to them also, because even though in the first case, in the case of these verses, the addressees were the idolaters of Arabia, for whom the law was that if they do not accept faith, then they would have to face execution or death. Of course, for later people, this condition does not apply, because that law related specifically to the idolaters of Arabia. So we can say that if these conditions applied for the idolaters of Arabia, for whom death was destined if they did not accept Islam, of course these conditions should all the more hold applicable. They should be even more applicable for later citizens, for later people, for whom the law was not the case, or it was not the case that they would have to face death if they did not accept Islam. So these conditions are all the more applicable for later Muslim states also. So we can safely say and derive on the basis of this Quranic verse and this narrative of the Prophet, which is based on this Quranic verse, that an Islamic state does not have any right to impose any tax other than zakat on its Muslim citizens. Of course, if by their own consent they want to pay more taxes other than zakat, then this is something else. However, without their consent, an Islamic state does not have a right. It does not have the right to impose on its Muslim citizens any tax other than zakat. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات